This show is a rebroadcast, re-edited episode featuring the late eschatology scholar, Denny Collins.
Bigfoot to ghosts, aliens to the afterlife. This is Nightcast. And now, here is your host, Ian Morris.
Welcome to the night. We've all heard about aliens and UFOs that have been visiting us from ancient times to the present, coming from galaxies far out in the universe. But is it true? Or is there something more sinister to the aliens and their visitations to this planet? Our guest tonight offers what he claims is the truth about UFOs and aliens, where they really come from, and how we are all being deceived about their origins and what they really are. Tonight, our guest exposes the truth. Joining us tonight on Nightcast from Kingman, Arizona, eschatology scholar Denny Collins. Denny, welcome to Nightcast.
Good evening.
So, Dennis, tell us what you know about aliens and where they come from. Are they interstellar, or where do these aliens come from?
Well, I've been at this, the investigation, probably pretty much most of my adult life. Always been fascinated by UFOs I guess I was rather young when I saw a few weird things in the sky myself. Sparked my interest.
So you've done some investigation through Bible prophecy, and you have a little bit of insight as to maybe where these aliens are coming from.
Well, I started studying eschatology, which is the fancy word for Bible prophecy, in about 1994. So after 20 years of studying scripture, I also went into about 5 years of, within the last 5 years, the creation and the angelic realm, which really started putting two and two together. The Bible is really an incredible document, and it talks really a lot about all of this stuff. But I always knew there was something wrong with the idea of these entities being from outer space because of the very long distances that they would have to have traveled through the physical universe. And it just, two and two did not make four for all those early years. There just was something wrong. We knew that they would show up on radar. They could be seen in various technologies, you know, like that. But it just, something just wasn't right. A lot of times they would disappear. They would shapeshift. You start hearing stories of witnesses, eyewitnesses see these spacecraft pop in, they hover around, and they can even go from cylindrical shape to then maybe a saucer type. So they would physically shape shift. You start to scratch your head, say, well, what is this all about?
So
go ahead.
Are they interdimensional? Is that where they're coming from?
They would have to be, because apparently they are actually defying the laws of physics. So anything that defies the laws of physics have to be coming from an angelic or spiritual realm. And then you start, for example, you start with Revelation 12. Talks about angel wars. Very, very interesting.
Are these beings, are they angels or are they something else?
Well, this is what I believe that they are. I believe that they're fallen angels that were deceived by Lucifer. And really what he, anywhere you hear about Lucifer in Scripture, he always wanted to be like the Most High God, equal. And, of course, he can't because he is a creation. So I think after he watched the six-day creation, on the sixth day God created man. This is different from Adam and Eve. When you go from, like, over to Genesis, and you see where God created the six-day man, this was a Neanderthal. This was a prehistoric man.
So in essence, then, what you are saying is that these beings are of satanic origin.
That's sure what it looks like, because if Satan wanted to be like the Most High God, he probably came to the conclusion, I can create, I can be like the Most High God. And it looks like a third of the angels in heaven were creation angels. And Lucifer deceived them and stole the creation codes, and even had a few of these angels come down and mate with the daughters of the daughters of man, the six-day creation.
And so they produced hybrids?
These were like the first hybrids. They're called the Nephilim in the Bible. And they were a huge, powerful, gigantic race, very evil, who started landing on the planet here, the offspring of that union. And around that same time, I do believe, is when Lucifer was doing some very perverted creations, like the dinosaurs, for example. And for this, Satan and a percentage of those creation angels were cast out of heaven. The Bible says there were one-third of the angels, which we believe are the Ophans, or the Ophanim, and they went to war within themselves once the word got out that Lucifer deceived a great many of them. I'm trying to keep this as simplified as...
No, I understand. You're actually doing a very
possible.
Good job. Now, how did this evolve into what we know in this realm as being these UFOs and aliens coming into our dimension? How did this evolve? Is Satan creating these? And what are these aliens doing? What are these demon creations of Satan that poses as what we know as the kind of the deception of aliens? What are they doing here?
Well, basically, of what Scripture seems to be pointing out to us is there are several places in the Bible, plus the Book of Enoch, that gives us a lot of tidbits of interesting information on this that was not available when the canon of Scriptures were put together in 325 A.D. and by the Nicene Fathers. And basically, the Bible points out or mentions on several occasions throughout the Old Testament in that era that apparently they were called sometimes the little G's, the little gods that walked with men. So it's pretty clear that these fallen angels have been on the planet with man.
So are these?
And I think this is the basis of all of these societies throughout Earth history that worship many gods or polytheistic.
Now, are these little, or were these little G's, were they the, quote, aliens of that time?
I think they were more angels at the time, and then they were cast out of heaven with Lucifer. All right. And you have to understand, two-thirds of them went with Lucifer, but the key is apparently one-third of these OFAN angels fought with God, were on the side of God. There's a very interesting scripture, Revelation 13, states, "Let ye who has wisdom calculate the number of the beast, the numbers of a man, and that number is 666.
It's very interesting.
Well, what's interesting is you take the fraction, two-thirds, what is the decimal, equivalent of a fraction, two-thirds, 0.666.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Well, Denny, we have to pause for a break. When we come back, we'll ask Denny Collins more about aliens and the alien deception. I'm Ian Morris. We'll be right back.
This is Nightcast.
We're back from break. I'm Ian Morris. This is Nightcast. Get all the news throughout the Pacific throughout the night on Overnight Pacific News following Nightcast on your local 3N network station.
We're back with eschatology scholar Denny Collins from Kingman, Arizona. Denny, let's continue. I would like to ask you a little bit about the aliens that are referred to as the black-eyed children. Can you tell us a little bit about that and their relationship to the Bible and their relationship to Satan?
Well, it's a very interesting phenomena that I only really heard about just not too long ago of that species, the black-eyed children. But they seem to go hand in hand with the grays and you have the reptilian. And then also they're like the Nordic. There are various species of these so-called aliens. They've been appearing to mankind for centuries and centuries, thousands of years since recorded history, claiming they're from like outer space, claiming they're from a planet or a distant star system where it just doesn't seem possible with the distances of light years, and for example.
And so in the Bible, does it refer to these beings that are being sent here by Satan? Are they actually being sent here by Satan? Now, I had talked to you another time, and you had referred to the fact that there are hybrids as well that maybe Satan has already planted here.
Yes, I believe the first set of hybrids were when the angels of God came down and apparently mated with the daughters of man, creating the Nephilim. Well, Satan found something out in the Garden of Eden. After he deceived Adam and Eve, God told them that he will put enmity between the serpent and the seed of the woman. From the seed of the woman will come the Messiah. The Messiah will actually have will suffer a bruised heel from the serpent, and then the Messiah will crush the head of the serpent at the end.
Now, there's,
I paraphrase that.
That's very good. Now, there's a lot of meaning in there that is not simple. Can you explain a little bit of that, the bruised heel, crushing of the head, things like that?
Okay, the bruised heel really represents when the serpent was involved in the crucifixion of Jesus. But he'll come back the second time and crush the serpent's head. So Jesus is ultimately going to win this battle. He already has. When he died on the cross, he sealed Satan's fate right then and there. So Satan has been trying to stop for thousands of years. He was trying to stop the birth of that Messiah. So he started to tamper with God's gene pool. If you can see
and that's
what's going on here, it was the demons who are disembodied angels. Once the angels were cast out of heaven with Lucifer, then those disembodied angels are the demons that the Bible talks about.
And are the part of these demons the aliens that are being reported now?
Okay, the demons, apparently, through Satan's direction, can, in other words, they can go into a human body, one who is weak and without the Holy Spirit. And this is where the abductions come in with UFOs, where people are actually taken aboard and they're impregnated, artificial insemination, or however these entities are able to do that. And then they've been revisited, let's say 3 months later, and re-abducted, and the fetus is taken out of the females.
So this has been going on since way back.
Yes, it's been going on thousands of years. So anything that's really like abnormal on the planet, different sightings of different entities, basically, there's a common thread that goes through this. For example, a lot of people who have been abducted or witnesses have claimed that there's a stench, there's an odor.
A sulfur odor.
Yes. And that, a lot of times, is associated with demonology. So there's a common thread to this whole deception.
Now, getting back to the abduction issue, when people are abducted, they claim that a lot of experimentation goes on with them. Is this a form of satanic torture, or do you believe this is for a reason?
It's my understanding of this is, it's basically they don't care. When they're performing these medical experiments, they don't care what kind of discomfort or pain that they dish out to the person on the table.
It's just a form
of... They're
very
cold. They're very calculated. And they're, that's another phenomena, is they're not of God. They're not of a godly nature.
So is this a form of torture, do you believe, or is it just that they're actually performing acts to try to gain knowledge?
They're performing these reproductive, that seems to be what they're really focused on, is they're performing these reproduction.
And that would relate back to the hybrid issue.
To creating the hybrid. The bottom line is, I believe that when they appear, and the Bible talks about before Jesus comes back at the end of the age, that there is going to be a great deception. Jesus talked about it. Paul talked about it. There's going to be an apostasia, which that's the Greek word that means the people are going to turn away from their faith. And what I feel is where this is all pointing to is when these things come down before Jesus returns, this is supposed to happen before the Antichrist is even revealed. That governments, foreign governments, the United States, all be probably the leaders will probably be embracing these entities, and they're going to be claiming they created us.
Now, will these governments be claiming this unknowingly, or will they be part of the deception?
They're deceived like all of mankind. They're deceived.
So our own government will not even know. They'll just go along with it.
They believe that they're, I think most everybody believes that the story that they are out from the universe, you know.
So interstellar, as
but
opposed
what they're
to...
what they're doing is they're popping in and out of a dimension.
So they're not interstellar, they're interdimensional. And right. They are of satanic origin, is that correct?
They're not extraterrestrial, they're interdimensional.
I see.
That's where the truth seems to be pointing, all of this.
But they are...
It's pretty amazing.
According to your studies, they are of satanic origin.
Yes. Yes. They're pretty mean characters.
Is there any hint in the Bible as to when this deception will take place?
The only thing that's really mentioned, it's going to happen before Jesus returns. It's going to happen before the Antichrist is revealed.
In your opinion, do you think that's going to happen soon?
I think we're getting close.
So the great deception,
a lot of activity that's going on in the UFO community, there's a lot of, you know, almost on a daily basis, there are people reporting this phenomena to various UFO websites that are keeping track of these incidences.
But yet what I've noticed is on these websites, they all seem to get it wrong. They all seem to think that it's this interstellar beings that are coming here.
Basically, the hoax seems to be pretty well working. Now, there are various Christians, Christian scholars, L.A. Marzulli, Chuck Messler, Ken Klein, Paul McGuire. There's a handful of people out there who are actually put this together in a biblical point of view, and that seems to be the side of the fence that makes the most sense.
Well, Denny, once again, we have to step aside for a break. When we return, we'll talk more with eschatology scholar Denny Collins about aliens and UFOs and the alien deception. I'm Ian Morris. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be sure to visit the website at radiob88.com. This is Nightcast.
Step into the night every night on Nightcast at Radio B88, the talk of the Pacific.
Radio B88, the talk of the Pacific.
We're back from break. This is Nightcast. I'm Ian Morris. If you'd like to be a guest on Nightcast, you can email us at nightcast@radiob88.com or go to our website at radiob88.com and go to the Be a Guest page. Our guest this evening joining us from Kingman, Arizona, eschatology scholar Denny Collins.
Denny, we were speaking about the deception of aliens that is coming. Can you continue with that?
Yeah, the most important thing to totally realize here is when the deception comes, as I said before, the Bible talks about, Jesus talked about it, Paul talked about it, that there's going to be a humongous deception, that people who are believers in Christ will be deceived so heavily that they're going to actually fall away and give up their faith.
And that's because the aliens will tell us that they created us or somehow that brought us here?
Exactly. When they appear and they come down on what the UFO world talks about, disclosure, and what people have to totally realize, it's the opposite. That's true. They didn't create us. Our DNA created them.
And that has to do with the hybrids, is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, these are creations from animals and human DNA to insect and human DNA. Some really weird stuff out there.
So did Satan send these aliens, were they hybrids before they got to us? Were these angels sent from Satan? Were they part of his quote, angelic, gone wrong, following?
Yeah, they were the fallen angels, the two-thirds that actually went with him, were disembodied angels of sort of how the Bible explains them. And a disembodied angel is a demon. That's always been my understanding.
So back in ancient times, when the aliens were visiting Earth, were they angels, those particular angels that followed Satan, or were they something else that Satan created?
Well, it was kind of the way I understand it, it was a collaboration between the fallen angels and Satan were able to produce hybrids. The first were the Nephilim, and then Satan started really trying to mess up God's gene pool from the line of Adam and Eve.
Now, these Nephilim, were they the aliens that originally came here, or were they another breed?
Well, what happened then was that throughout thousands of years, they've been perfecting this hybrid race.
Which would then explain why the aliens themselves have been progressing from, say, the grays to the Scandinavian-looking aliens to the black-eyed children. They're getting more and more human-like. Is that correct?
They're getting pretty close. But there's just something, when they appear to people, whether it's an abduction attempt or whatever, it's my understanding that there is no record of a born-again Christian ever being abducted.
Well, then that would then validate the fact that these are satanic.
It's one of the giveaways, yes. There are born-again Christians who have told these entities to leave me alone in the name of Jesus Christ. And just like the demonic, they scatter when they hear the words of the word of Jesus Christ. It's amazing. This is some pretty amazing, very bizarre stuff.
So would you advocate then if an alien were to suddenly appear in someone's bedroom at night or whatever, that they would invoke the name of Christ?
That's what I would do.
I see.
As a believing Christian, that's our biggest or our best weapon is Jesus Christ, is our Savior, and He'll protect us.
I see. So now, are these aliens currently being sent here from Satan? Are they currently coming into our dimension at this time, or was that just mainly in the past?
Oh, they're as lively today, if not more, than they have been for thousands of years. This is what I call the final deception. And Satan has been building this up, I believe, for the purpose of destroying as many God-believing Christians as he can.
Well, once this deception takes place, I mean, this could involve the entire world. It's not going to be regional. It will be worldwide.
Yes.
And I guess that would then go along with that's what Satan wants. He wants this world.
Well, he wants to destroy. He's an entity that hates God so much that he wants to destroy anything that God created. And through hybrids, first it was the fallen angels, but now mankind knows how to do this, how to gene splice and how to create hybrids.
So that's
so
true.
Pandora's box is open, you know, so to speak.
So has this information been given to man by Satan, so that we can create our own hybrids? Is that where it's going?
This is pretty much what is going on with Satan trying to produce the deception of aliens.
Now, if these interdimensional beings are popping in and out of our dimension, what would be the purpose of the spacecraft, the UFOs?
Well, my educated guess on all of this is to convince people that they're from another galaxy, another star system or something, that they arrived in some sort of a ship.
Oh, so it's all part of the descent.
The Bible has described them as various, for example, Ezekiel 1 and 10 talks about an encounter Ezekiel had with angels. They may or may not have been the fallen.
So
I think I missed your last question.
So part of the deception then is the, quote, spacecraft or UFOs. That is only just to convince the population that they are coming from some interstellar place, rather than coming from an interdimensional place, you know, such as Satan's dwelling.
Exactly. And they seem to pop in from nowhere.
And that's why they defy.
The sky, and all of a sudden you see something that wasn't there a second ago, and boom, it's there hovering.
And that's why they can defy the laws of physics.
Right.
Because in Satan's world, of course, none of that exists.
Satan's realm is in a heavenly, probably the third heaven, that is also described by the Bible.
Now, you had told me one time that there were seven dimensions prior to the current dimension that we are in right now.
Well, the Bible suggests, I think what I was telling you, is in Revelation 10, the Bible suggests that there were seven thunders, and these are most likely universes. Isaiah talks about how the universe, the physical universe, will expand like a scroll and then contract. So evidently, we are most likely right now in the eighth universe.
And they say that this universe is expanding and contracting.
Correct. I mean, the Bible seems to teach the Big Bang Theory. It's very interesting.
So
all the universe, you know, it'll expand out and then contract and reclose again. Very interesting.
So getting back to the aliens and UFOs, we see a progression of these aliens becoming more and more frequent. In the near future, are they going to be visiting us more and more and more until finally they reveal themselves and then try to pull off this great deception?
I actually think that's going on now. I think they're getting ready for something.
Are they among us already?
Yes. That's what I'm hearing.
Are they in government? Do they control our government? Do they control the other governments of the world?
I actually think that they've got key people in the government deceived. It's like I said, this is all a deception. When you have something, an archangel that is so highly intelligent, that was able to deceive creation angels, again able to deceive Adam and Eve, and then deceive mankind for the past 6,000-7,000 years.
Well, Denny, we have to have you hold right there for a break. When we return, we'll ask Denny Collins, eschatology scholar, more about the alien deception and what you need to know. I'm Ian Morris. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Nightcast.
We're back from break. This is Nightcast. I'm Ian Morris. Find out what's happening in our region of the world. Tune in to Midday Pacific at 12 noon on your local 3N network station. Our guest this evening joining us from Kingman, Arizona, eschatology scholar, Denny Collins.
Dennis, I was asking about hybrids in the government. Are they presently in our government?
Well, what I think has been going on is I do believe that they're amongst us. You can be walking down the street, and there are some people, it's my understanding, that are very high spiritually, that can, some of them can't see. For example, a reptilian might accidentally reveal itself, or they're out there, is my understanding. I got no way to prove this, just from other people that I've talked to.
So,
in spiritual warfare and you know, things like that.
I have heard that they are possibly in governments around the world, that they are infiltrating the governments and trying to control the deception that's coming. Now, that may be wrong. What is your opinion?
Could be. That could be a pretty good guess. I don't know.
When they reveal themselves, when people that are spiritual and they see them, how do these aliens become revealed? The reptilians is what I'm speaking of.
It's basically, I heard of a case where this person was in line with a group of people, and she looked over, and for a split second, she was able to see that he revealed himself as a reptilian. And then there was just kind of a look between them that, whoops, you know, you saw. And that's as far as it went. If this makes sense.
So this deception that is coming, how is it first going to start? Or do you believe that it's already started?
Oh, it started thousands of years ago. But we're coming to a rapid chain of events that the Bible explains as what's going to occur at the end of the age. That topic will get a little bit too complicated to really discuss in this last segment.
So when this deception comes, what is going to happen?
Satan is deceiving us every day. Every day where you look out there is deception. You're hearing the news deceiving you every day. It's all orchestrated. It's all smoking mirrors. That's the way it's set up. The only way that we can be on our toes is to have Christ in our lives. And as the days start approaching to this great deception, we've got to hang on with all our might.
And we have to see the deception that is coming. We have to have knowledge of that.
We have to know that it's coming, and we never stray from God, ever. And you're going to be okay.
Is this deception?
We'll get us through.
Is this deception going to be successful?
It's going to take a lot of people, a lot of believers who are deceived. That's how the devil works. That's how Satan works. And he's very good at it.
Where do you think that the deception is going to be revealed? Do you think it will be in the United States? Do you think it will be in Europe? Do you think it will be, or will it be conjointly throughout the world?
It's going to happen all over the world.
Will it happen at the same time, or will it happen?
Pretty much, yes, yes.
So it'll be kind of the aliens will, or demons, will reveal themselves as aliens and try to purport this deception of their creation of all of this all at the same time. And will mankind buy into this? Will the governments buy into this? I think we've established...
So many people are going to lock, stock, and barrel fall for this. I heard a really interesting statistic. I don't remember it totally, But there are more people that believe in UFOs than they do God.
So it's...
That's kind of scary.
So it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's happening now.
Yep.
So are we at the end here?
We're very close. As Jesus said, no man can name the hour or the day that Jesus returns. It is only known by our Father in heaven. Okay? So anybody that tells you the date and time is a deceiver themselves.
When this deception takes place, will there be a battle? Will there be between the forces? Will there be a battle between God and Satan? And will it involve this alien culture? Will people follow? Will people battle God? How is this going to... What is going to be the outcome?
I believe this is all going to lead up to the Armageddon scenario.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
Is that where it's going to lead?
Because there's going to be... The first thing that we have to see happen is the Jews are going to rebuild the temple. The second thing we're going to see is the great apostasia, or the deception. And then sometime after that, after Antichrist is revealed, then Jesus will return.
Are the aliens, the demons from Satan opposing as aliens, are they only part of the deception, or are they the deception?
I think they're the final deception of this planet. I think this is what Satan has been building himself up for thousands of years. He's been trying to imitate the heavenly realm since the beginning. As I mentioned before, there were the seven thunders are supposed to be Revelation 10. Our seven previous universes. Well, there's also been seven biblical world empires. There's soon to become an eighth.
And what? And will this eighth be this deception?
The major deception will probably happen prior to the Antichrist being revealed. So it's coming. I think it's going to be a pretty short time.
And so, what do people need to do? What do they need to do to protect themselves from this deception? Is it knowledge?
The Gnostics thought their salvation came from knowledge.
So it's all interrelated. So I guess the message that you're trying to get out is don't be deceived. When all of this alien stuff comes out over the media, comes out through the government, don't be deceived.
Absolutely. The Lord will take care of his. But you have to know what's coming. We're being tested every day of our lives. We're being tested that we're not deceived. Because it's my belief that the Lord will never allow anything that happened in the heavenly realm to ever happen again. When his angels were deceived by an archangel.
Well, Denny, our time is up for this evening. We'd like to thank our guest, eschatology scholar Denny Collins, for being our guest, and we would like to thank all of you, our Nightcasters, for joining us once again. Until next time, beware of deception. I'm Ian Morris. Have a good night, everyone.
This has been Nightcast. Be sure to visit the website at radiob88.com.
Up next, overnight Pacific news on your local 3N network station.
Radio B88. 3N Network.